If you happen to drive by the cemetery in Gypsum, Colorado on April 8th, you may find several people serving breakfast. It's an unusual sight to see, and it has quite a story behind it. It's part of our Best of 2025 series, next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
On April 8, 1916, Charlie Peterson, a local farmer, rancher, and ferry boat operator, was murdered at his cabin. Three plates of food were on his kitchen table when the murder was discovered. It appeared he had made breakfast for two strangers who turned on him, killed him, and ransacked his cabin for money. A few people around Gypsum, Colorado remembered the story, though.
We knew the Charlie Peterson story because the ranchers over in that area called the little parcel of land the Ranch of Three Plates.
Kathy Hiker is the president of the Eagle County Historical Society, and she received an interesting bequest almost 100 years after that murder.
We had an anonymous donor to the Historical Society say, "I will give you $10,000 for a local history research fund if you will serve breakfast to Charlie Peterson every April 8th.
And every April 8th, a group of locals take breakfast to Charlie's gravesite, a memorial to a man who was simply making breakfast for those who turned and killed him.
There's an unusual amount of interest in what you should feed a dead guy for breakfast. Charlie himself doesn't care. He's not a picky eater.
But this isn't a publicity stunt. The Memorial Fund not only remembers Charlie Peterson, but also provides money to help young people in the community.
It's really a boon for the Eagle County Historical Society, and we got our first user of the scholarship fund this year.
Times have changed. Some of the farms and ranches like Charlie would have known remain, but now it's winter recreation that drives much of the economy.
We grow condominiums rather than cattle here. That's what we produce a lot of.
No matter the reason people visit or reside here, Kathy hopes all will remember Charlie Peterson, a good man who helped others, and a man who receives breakfast in the cemetery every April 8th. Traveling the countryside near Gypsum, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.